Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise. I got here this morning and I kind of wish I had my winter coat with me. It was cold in here, man. But I guess we fixed it a little bit. We've turned it up. So we're kind of normal now.
Yeah, I got here last night. It was about 60. I was freezing. I turned it up a bit. Got here this morning and broke a sweat walking across there and turning lights on. I said, I think it's a little warm.
Yeah.
Maybe we get it right. You know? Yeah. It's like the porridge thing, right?
It's that thermostat in there is like guesswork. You know, you set it at something and just only hope it'll go there.
It's cold, too. I'll tell them. I mean, that AC works when it works.
It works, for sure. But at any rate, Handyman Show going on. We're going to talk about all kinds of things, fixing up your home and repairing them and any questions you have. Hey, jump on the phone line and call us on our Super Talk text line at 888-808-8637, or text us. We'd love to get your text. Anything at all on your text is fine. Pictures of a project you're working on or a project that needs to be done. Hey, send it to us, 601-879-4395. And when you send pictures, we're able to then put them on the air and put them on our streaming at the same time, because we are streaming, of course, and we're on all of the social media outlets as well by just going to supertalk.fm, and you can find us. Matter of fact, if you pull up our app on your phone, you can find us. you can find out what's happening with Super Talk.
We make it easy.
Yeah, we do make it easy. A lot of people
can get us live.
People listen to us on different places too. I hear my son listens all the time on a podcast that I do, which is the same as the show.
Alexa and then C Spire TV. And, there's lots of options.
My brother in Connecticut watches us on Roku.
Yeah.
So you know we're available all over the place.
if you want it. We got it.
Yeah, you want it. We got it, baby. All right. Handyman Show. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit. I know we've talked a little bit about Loctite last week, and somebody mentioned one of the contractors that is a regular listener called and said the blue is the best. And yes, he's absolutely right. But once in a while, you get into a situation where you'd like to get a nut and bolt a little tighter, and you just don't have any Loctite on hand, and you're going, oh, what can I do? Well, if you're working in an area that doesn't have a lot of vibrations, and the nut and the lock are going into a situation which are not going to be heavily vibrated and just need securing a little bit, you know, what really works is nail polish. Fingernail polish will work in actually sinking and holding that thing. Now, the truth being said, that nail polish isn't quite as strong as Loctite. Loctite really works. It bonds really well. But in a pinch, when you're looking for something that needs tightening up and you don't have anything around like any Loctite, nail polish will work really well. And I guess everybody has nail polish in their house somehow or other. Even I mean, I live alone with a dog, and I have nail polish. I don't know why.
If I cleaned out my car, I guarantee I'd find one rolling around somewhere under seats.
Yeah.
And it ain't mine.
That's right.
It's there. I have one of everything in there, too. You know that.
You do have one of everything.
Every type of dirt, dust, speck, dog hair, you know. I can tell you, there's one of everything.
Your vehicle's you live out of it.
Well, I'm in it a lot.
Yeah,
I'm in it a lot.
You could live out of it if you wanted to.
It's a little small to live in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's smaller than a tiny home. I need something about twice as big as the car to live in it. I'd have to stand
How many miles on your vehicle?
think I'm at like 138 now.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
I think that. I mean, I quit looking.
Yeah.
At some point, you just go, all right.
Yeah.
You get the service, take care of it, and hopefully it'll run forever.
That's I do that with my truck, and I got some miles on this Unreal, but it's still a great truck.
I love it. I just got to continue taking good care of it.
So just take care of it, and that's the important thing. But at any rate, that's just a thing you can use for Loctite. Works pretty well. There's a whole bunch of little tricks like that you can use around the house that'll help you. I mean, we always talk about putting a wooden spoon over boiling water and it won't boil over. What? Yeah, that's true. That really is true. But it happens. And there's a lot of little tricks that happen quite well. All right. well, we won't talk about that one there. It's a message to Lance on the text line.
I didn't look at that one. Yeah, I thought I'd covered all of them.
No, this one up there.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I would love to throw in a little Flash Gordon today. Didn't you? Nellie mentioned Star Trek, which I went in like the old 1950s or 60-something Star Trek. It was a few years ago.
Sure.
And I was just messing with Paul because I went and cut up a bunch of like movie tunes and show tunes. And right. He loved it. He was like, oh, man, what you going to come up with next? So I had to like glue together a couple of episodes of the Star Trek just to get a full minute.
Right.
And I thought I did a pretty good job on it. So I played it today. I love that Star Trek. You know, the little. But there's nothing better. I don't know if I'd sent this to you the other day. I'm a huge Flash Gordon, the movie fan.
Yeah.
But I love the song, too.
Right.
And then, you know, so I had this idea that I really wanted to, if you've ever seen the movie Barbarella,
yes,
with Jane Fonda,
yes,
and the song Barbarella, I wanted to, like, I have, like, mentally written a merging of these two, Flash Gordon and Barbarella, going together and, you know, and having a movie together. I would love to see a rewrite.
Is there a new Barbarella?
No, I don't think. I mean, if there is, I wouldn't watch
it. It's a new, the picture you sent me of the album cover, the picture of, was like, it wasn't what I remember seeing in
Barbarella.
That
was the old one, yeah. That was, I think, one of the original.
But I did see the original movie.
Oh, so bad. But that, you know, think of where a band. Yeah, good. Okay, well, in one of the bands that, you know, a name came out of that became pretty popular in the 90s, Duran Duran.
Yeah.
And he was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And Duran Duran was the bad guy in Barbarella. But yeah, I have this whole storyline in my head where Flash Gordon and Barbarella meet. And then they go. And then you have both songs are played simultaneously. You know, it's like a mashup.
Yeah.
But no, I will play Flash Gordon today. Thank you. I love that.
We'll get to it somehow. He'll get to it somehow.
I'll slip it in there.
That's just the way he does. All right. Let's see what Ray in Long Beach. All right. Ray, what do you got? What do you got going here, Ray?
He's got a 01 Toyota Tacoma.
Oh, yeah.
Daily driver.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
$355,165.
Wow.
And even the odometer looks good.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get that kind of life out of mine.
Wow. Yeah, well, my truck has 227,000 miles on it. It's doing really well.
I drive a Toyota. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, I drive a Nissan. My truck is a Nissan, so it works pretty well, too. I'm just kind of. Toyotas and Nissan, I pretty much are the same. I'm a Nissan guy myself, but the Toyota's definitely a good vehicle for sure. There's no question about that. But yeah, for sure. All right.
We bought a Nissan at an auction when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
We'd had Toyotas, and my dad loved the old Broncos,
yeah,
especially the shorties with the little bed in it. And he had a couple of them over the years, but for some reason he decided, and he had a friend that did like car auctions.
Uh-huh.
And my dad is a claims guy, so he's a brilliant claims adjuster.
Right.
He could tell you from 20 feet away if a car had been wrecked.
Right.
But he put a little, you know, trust and faith in his buddy and said, all right, I want a Nissan whatever. I can't remember what the truck was back then in the late 80s, but it was the companion to the Toyota SR5, basically, which we'd had.
Right. At that point, I think they were called Hard Body at that time.
I'm not quite sure what the name was, but so we get this, and it had the little camper on the back and everything, and I remember us going and picking it up, and he was so excited about getting this thing, and it was a great deal because he got it at an auction.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was the auction right over here across from where we are, where 220, and it was back then.
Right.
There was a car auction over there.
Right, sure is.
And, man, we drove that thing 2 miles, I bet, before stuff started popping off of it, and the ceiling sunk down. I mean, I don't know how they made it look good for the auction for 5 minutes, but literally 5 minutes, I bet, after we'd gotten in. I think we're going down Ridgewood,
yeah,
and you know how bumpy it is. I mean, stuff just starts breaking, And we get to the house, and we had that thing for, you know, a few months before we finally said, no.
No.
But we've never owned a Nissan since then, and Nissans are great vehicles, but that was one that, you know, it certain experiences change your kind of way of thinking, I guess. But that was the one we had, and he was so excited, loved it, and all of a sudden it just, you know.
Just fell apart.
It wasn't Nissan's fault, I could tell you.
A lot of the newer vehicles are a lot of things that, like, my truck is a 2006, and it doesn't have that cloth felt liner on top that'll fall down. It's actually a seal.
I had to hold it up. I was probably like 10 or 11. I had to hold it up the way home.
Oh, well.
I was looking over at my dad, and you see, you know, the teeth gnashing and jaws, muscles popping out.
The things we do, huh?
He never said a word, though. You know?
Yeah, it was the word. Hey, I want to talk a little bit this morning about microplastics.
Wow. Oh, well, we just had that. That's a good one.
Well, microplastics are everywhere, and there are more in our system and more in our food than we ever can imagine. Anytime that they shed, microplastics do, and even nanoplastics are smaller than microplastics, but they shed in any kind of plastic that we cut, maybe a bag, a plastic bag, or anytime we open bread, or almost everything we buy at the grocery store is wrapped in some sort of plastic. And as we unwrap it, little pieces of microplastic, which can be 5 millimeters, really small, and then nanoplastics, which are smaller than that, all get in somehow, get into our system as humans. And all of us right now are carrying around some plastics in us.
We have covered this with the Richard Schwartz Legal Power Hour because there is a huge class action out there, I think.
Is it really good?
And what you're seeing is more and more in the reproductive organs of every living thing.
Yeah.
Not just in your system, but literally in the organs and the reproductive fluids and those things as we move forward. The cost of unintended consequences, you know.
It was like years ago when we first started using plastic, it was like the greatest thing on earth and absolutely nothing compared to it. And basically it is a really good product, and a lot of good things are made from it. But I guess there's some danger involved in the fact that we may be actually consuming come from that. I mean, a lot of people really think that seafood and bottled water are probably some of the worst offenders of microplastics. And yet, when you go to the grocery store, you can hardly buy an item in the grocery store that does not have some sort of microplastic in it. So
the quality, you know, virgin olive oil you can still find in bottles and certain things, but most everything is going to be plastic. And, you know, and being a petroleum-based product, you know, the heat side of it, too, is it heats up and it loosens up. And, you know, we were so much effort spent with removal of asbestos because it was friable and it would get in the air and it's causing cancer. What about plastic?
It's more prevalent than anything we know of, and it's
filling up landfills. And
there's not a person out there listening to us that doesn't have plastic involved in their system somewhere.
A Minute Maid apple juice that's plastic. Yeah. A wrapper for my sandwich, it was plastic.
My water bottle's plastic.
I have three or four things right here with me that are plastic, and I'm consuming out of that.
Yeah.
And you don't think about it, but those little microscopic and nanoparticles.
It's part of what made you what you are, huh?
That's why I'm crazy. I've been eating too many nanoplastics.
That's only one reason why.
That's the one.
There are many, many.
It's already changed my DNA. I'm thinking like plastic now.
Many, many, many other ways. Yeah, and I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of research being put into the fact that there's so much plastic available, nanoplastics or microplastics get into our food and get into our systems, that we're not really looking at ways to get away from that. Because what was the option? Go back to glass? And then, I mean, I can drop a plastic bottle on the ground and it won't break. And you drop a glass bottle on the ground, it'll break. And that's
and much heavier, too.
And much heavier. Much heavier. Oh,
yeah. To have a durable glass bottle, it needs to be pretty thick. I remember bartending, and I would grab the cheaper bottles of wine.
Yeah.
And it's generally, you know, sometimes it's not the actual wine that's cheaper.
Right.
It's the packaging of the wine.
Packaging.
And so the bottle, there's great difference in quality of a wine bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, in the thickness. So if you go to twist that little metal or full top off to try to get to the stopper so you can pull it. I've literally pulled the top off of, like, the glass, broke it.
Sure.
So the wine bottle is broken in half.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it going, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the glass quality, you know, makes a big difference, too.
Sure.
So, yeah, if you go back to glass, you've got to bump it up a hair.
It's going
to
be good stuff.
Or you'll have a lot of breaks.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff.
So, yeah, I mean, with plastic, you make good points. I mean, it's much easier and convenient, but at the other end of this, there could be some health concerns in the long run we never really considered.
Yeah, I don't think that, like I said earlier, I don't think a lot of people are looking at that and looking at it. They may be some.
I think because it's so everywhere, like you said. I mean, what can you do at a certain point? You just say, all right, we're going to be plastic.
What are you going to do today that doesn't involve plastic? I mean, whether you're watching your television or whether you doesn't matter. You know,
everything in front of me.
Yeah,
it's some form of either soft or hard plastic.
Like the headphones I have that are wrapping my head.
The innards of these computers have some.
Yeah,
some metal in there that is, but most everything is.
And you're.
As much plastic as they can use, they do.
When you find like inexpensive lawnmowers and things like that, the components inside are generally plastic or nylon, so to speak. And they're just not going to hold up as well as the metal ones do.
Well, that's a good point. You go back to the old steel products from the 80s and 90s, the Farm Boss type of the chainsaws, and they're heavy.
Yeah.
But, buddy, let me tell you, they still run. If you got a friend of yours who knows how to fix a carburetor, which is not that hard, if you got, you pop them out, clean them out, and put them back in.
Right.
That's always your number one problem with older equipment is going to be that carb.
Right.
And a lot of folks say, we don't even work on them. They throw it away. Go buy another one.
They don't.
You can find people that can do a really good job fixing that, and they'll run forever.
We're trying to live in a disposable world.
Yeah, I don't like that, honestly. I mean, I understand getting rid of things.
Yes. Yeah.
My dad has a tendency to, like, hold on to everything.
Right.
So I'm not that way.
Yeah.
My mom's more of a minimalist. So, you know, I live in the middle of that. But I'm not big on keeping stuff that you don't use for a bit.
Right.
Just rule of thumb. If I hadn't used it in a year or two, see ya.
See ya. I got to get to that. I'm working on that. Hey, we finally got a hold of Thomas Trammell. I was talking to him yesterday. He and I had visited for a while. We sat together and yakked. And he's going to be our guest in the next segment. And Thomas said, I'll be available on the phone. So let's just give it a try and see if we can get a hold of Thomas Trammell. Family Termite. My name is Buddy Slork of Super Talk Mississippi. Right here at the Building Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
Go ahead on. Thing you ever seen. Your dog is howling. And the hound.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Friday night.
Dr. Hans Zarkov, formerly at NASA, has provided any explanation. This morning's unprecedented solar eclipse is no cause for alarm.
King of the impossible.
for every one of us. Each time with a body and every
How can you not like that?
Lance, have you gone crazy with the bumper music?
That's one of my favorite songs of all time. I love it.
That's pretty neat. All right. Hey, Thomas Tremmel's on the line with us. Thomas with Family Termite and Environmental Protection. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, buddy.
Man, it's great to have you on board today. I'm sorry about the situation last week, traveling and you broke down in the interstate. That's no fun at all. So I understand you couldn't be on the air next week, but we're talking to you this week, so that's what's important. You and I met yesterday. We were talking about insects and how they get into houses and where they get in. And of course, you have a great Your organization has great preventive measures for any kind of environmental problem or insect problem that there may be. But there are also things that, because of the way a house is built or because of the way it's put together, it can be actually more comfortable or easier for an insect to get into. And do you think that'll ever change?
I don't think that it will ever change, but it can always get better.
Yeah, yeah, it sure can get better. And a lot has to do with the bottom brick that sits on the brick ledge just doesn't get, it's not tight enough.
That's right. And making sure that you've sealed as many of those areas as possible,
yeah,
is going to play a very big part in what gets in and out of your house.
And this time of year, just about every time of year, insects are always going to try to get into your house, be it hot in the summertime, they're looking for the cool, and be it cold in the wintertime, they're looking for the warm. And that's all inside your living envelope. But that's what your business is all about, protecting those areas from the infestation of any kind of insect. Because, my word, they will cause problems.
Absolutely. And if we can prevent it, we'd rather it never happen in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. And that holds true for so many, we talk about maintenance being so important around a home, but taking care of your home properly with the proper insect inspection, whether it be termites or whether it be just ants and spiders or whatever it may be, you have a way to take care of that and make people more comfortable in their living home.
Absolutely, and we can seal out those areas. We can find areas that they don't even know they have first by inspecting, and then once we take care of that, then we can handle those areas for them.
Well, I mean, when people have areas in their homes that are not properly secured and they will allow insects in, are those areas that you would concern yourself with and take care of?
Absolutely.
Well,
anytime you can familiarize yourself with the insects that are in and around your home,
uh-huh,
and reasons or conducive areas that would cause them to come in or stay out.
Right.
You're going to be better off for it.
Of course, one of the biggest, I guess, defenses against insects is definitely no crumbs sitting around, no sugar sitting around in your countertops or floors. That's really not a good plan. I mean, you've got to keep it relatively clean.
Yes, sanitation is number one. Insects are just like any other organism on the planet. They need three things to survive and thrive, and that is food, water, and shelter. If you can effectively control any one of those things, then you can effectively control the organism.
And that's what your research is all about figuring out what is the solution in a particular instance, whether it's food, water, or, shelter, whatever it may be. And you'll find a way to actually defend a home against an insect infestation through that system.
That's right. So we like to minimize the amount of pesticides or chemicals that we have to use, and we combine the chemicals that we do need to use with exclusion, sanitation, and good housekeeping policy.
Yeah, that's very much. I was talking a little while ago about microplastics and nanoplastics and all that, and how how much really they can infest our bodies so much, but it's the same with your home and insects getting in. Preventive measures really can make a difference. So regular care or just a regular service like family termite, taking care of your problems and you not worrying about it, knowing that you're in good hands because, one, you've got termite protection, and that's if you have your contract with family termite, and you or any really good insect company would take care of that and make sure that you don't have problems with that kind of situation.
And we want all the business, but I want everybody to be protected more than I want their business.
Yeah.
So, sure. You know, if you got a family member or something that's in it, as long as you know and trust that person that their competence level will be at a height where you believe they'll take care of your home, make sure you keep your house under contract.
Yeah.
Keep your for termites, and then get on a service agreement for pest control. The great thing about pest control is not every house needs it every 3 months. I mean, I've heard that in the industry for years and years and years. But every house doesn't need a quarterly pest control. Some houses need it more often than that. Some houses don't need it as often. But every house does need it. You do need some kind of pest control, preventative measures to make sure that you don't get an infestation of something in your home.
Well,
so the best thing to do is have your house treated. And then, you know, a good pest control company and say, hey, if you start seeing bugs again, call me, and then we'll know what kind of frequency we need to be treating your home.
Okay, I was going to say, how do you determine the frequency of treatment they need? And that is just by them telling you that, yes, they have a problem after you've been there 3 or 4 months later, to call you and say, hey, this is still a situation you need to look at a little more, or this is part of the situation we had before. Let's look at what we can do to take care of this. So you would know that position, that house, probably needs more regular treatment, maybe every 3 months, maybe not.
Yeah, and if after 3 months you're not seeing any problems, you still don't see anything, we can let this go on for a little longer until we start seeing something. Maybe you don't see anything for 6 months or maybe once a year.
Sure.
Some kind of frequency can be done to help prevent infestations from happening, but it doesn't necessarily have to be monthly or bi-monthly or quarterly. It really is custom for every structure.
Yeah, I was going to say, is every structure different? And you're going to answer that one by saying yes, aren't you?
Absolutely. There, a house can the same house plan can be built side by side.
Yes,
and that house will be different because of environmental factors, because of human factors, because the people that live in it don't do the same exact things as the people that live next door. Different kinds of food, different kinds of vegetation, different kinds of landscaping.
Yeah.
All those things play an important factor into what kind of emergence of different insect types that you'll have in and around your structure or your home.
So when somebody calls Family Termite and wants to have somebody take a look at their situation, they will actually do the proper treatment that's necessary for that particular home, and then it may take a while to determine the regularity of when this takes place.
You got to put a plan together. What's that old saying? You fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yeah.
You have to have a pest control program plan in place at your home for pests, for termites. You got to put a plan together, just like you plan for your HVAC system or your roof. Everything has an expiration date. Chemicals don't last for, you know, infinity. And so you need to have somebody that's putting out the stuff that's going to affect the insects that are in your environmental area.
Yeah. Is pest control or insect control different in commercial work than it would be in, like, residential work?
Well, commercial construction is different than residential construction, so yes.
Yes, it definitely. Commercial construction is definitely, in my opinion, commercial construction is really a better built unit than what a household would be. But that's just a personal opinion.
Well, and also in commercial construction, it's actually commercial pest control can be harder to control an insect population in many ways because the bigger a structure is, the more voids it will have in it.
Sure.
And once you start getting into metal piping and steel siding and like commercial type construction materials, you're going to have a lot more voids where insects can hide and harborage and you have different environmental factors because a lot of them don't have grass. They have lots of concrete, so right. it's harder to treat. And chemicals have adjuvants inside of them that help them stick and apply to different surfaces. And so they're really chemicals are really geared towards residential construction materials. And when you get into commercial construction materials, you have a whole nother pathway of things that you have to do and chemicals that you have to use to be able to control those pests and pest problems that are in and around commercial construction units.
So you or any of your crew that may go out to a job like a first-time job, they will certainly do investigation and inspection long before they'll do any kind of treatment. Is that true?
Absolutely. The first thing that we have to do when we get there is we have to inspect. We have to, number one, we got to talk to the customer.
Yeah.
We got to say, hey, what have you been seeing? And then we go in and we look around, we inspect. And then at that time, we'll determine what we need to use and where we need to apply and how to apply it. Kind of like what we did yesterday when I met you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that whole, it was a relatively new house, and the only problem she was having at all was ants and ants and spiders. And you looked at me in the eye and said, okay, we'll take care of that. No hand, no sweat, we can do that. And that's exactly what you did. And that was at my daughter's house, which I'm glad that, you know, I know, Thomas, and we can get out there and just kind of, we were yakking about everything yesterday, Thomas. I'm not even going to talk about it.
I wish I could say I just did that special for you, buddy, but we do that for everybody, man.
Yeah, it's like the personal treatment that you get that is very unusual in any kind of business at all, where you really have people that care about your well-being and will work towards making it the best that it can be. And as you said earlier, every place is a little different than the last, and there's so many things that factor into that. It can be environment, it can be just a lot of, you know, messy housekeeping, it can be a lot of things that factor into it that can create an insect situation.
And you can be the cleanest house, you know, sanitation is just one part, and you can be the cleanest housekeeper ever and still have an issue with something. So it plays a role into having all of the factors that you need to help keep it out of there. I've been in houses that get cleaned weekly that are spotless, but, you know, may have a roach infestation.
Sure.
And a colony of roaches can live off of a piece of food the size of a grain of sand for up to 30 days.
Wow.
So it doesn't take a lot. You can be super clean and have a crumb, and then that's all they need.
And they're just happy to have, it's like a whole meal to them, and it'll last for a long time. That's
right. And I mean, you have food in your pantry. They're going to go for those things. They're trying to look for moisture. You make sure there's no water anywhere. They'll suck the moisture off your toothbrush, buddy.
Wow. Oh yeah, that's what I like to think about. Insects sucking the moisture off my toothbrush.
Yeah, that's exactly what you should be thinking about, because that's gross.
Wow, that's terrible. That's terrible news. When somebody lives in a home and once in a great while they see a large a roach come through their home, as opposed to somebody that lives in a home that sees a lot of little small roaches around, is there a difference between the what's going on in their home?
Yes. So, you have insects that are infesting insects, and then you have an occasional invader.
Yeah.
And so in the pest control industry, we call those really large roaches, in most cases, occasional invaders. It doesn't mean they couldn't have an infestation of those,
right.
But it's unlikely. So a regular pest control service will help to keep those occasional invaders out. And then when you have infestations of things, because of whatever environmental factors that have happened, then we have to be more precise and exact on what we're treating for and what we're treating with and where we treat to make sure we get rid of those issues as well.
All right. Thomas, can you stick with us a little bit? We're going to have to take a break.
Absolutely.
I'm going to keep you around for a little while. I'll be back in a few minutes listening to Buddy Sloak on Super Talk with Thomas Trammell with Family Termite. We'll be right back.
Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
I like my insurance.
Psychedelic, there's a kind of cockle shell about you.
Barbarella, Barbarella.
Dazzle me with rainbow color, fade away the duller shade of living. Get me up high, teach me to fly, electrify.
All right. Hey, Thomas, have you ever seen Barbarella?
I have.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a doozy. Who can save the world and the universe? Barbarella can.
Barbarella can.
Right.
Oh, well. And so can Thomas Trammell and Family Termite. They can save the world, man, and make our lives a lot more comfortable living in our homes as we do. And it's so easy. How do people get in touch with you, and what do they look for when they get in touch? First off, I will say, when you call Family Termite, you're just going to get a person that really seems to know what they're doing, and they're very nice to talk to. So that's for sure. Which is a plus, as far as I'm concerned. But what will happen? What number do they call?
They can reach us at 601-933-1014, at our website at www.family-termite.com, and also all of the social media platform places. You can look up Family Termite there, and you'll find us just in and around there, just being your friendly neighborhood bug man.
Yeah, being a friendly neighborhood bug me. Well, there's a lot of research that goes into doing what you do for a living, because and things change an awful lot. The products you can use and the products you can't use, or the products that may be available to the public that aren't available to anybody but professionals. So it's a never-changing treatment that takes place, and you're up to speed on all that, as are all of your employees.
And we have weekly training meetings, and we update everything that's going on in our industry that we know about every single week, and to make sure that we're using the freshest, the hottest, the greatest, the latest, and the safest products that are available to us. To use for consumer and commercial work. One of the things I get asked a lot, I ask daily, is people ask me, well, what products can I buy at XYZ store that I can use at my house that will work like the stuff that you get, guys put out? And the answer to that is you can't.
Yeah, none.
I'll explain a little deeper as to why you can't. So there is you take a very large chance when you buy products from XYZ stores to use on and around your house. Number one, most consumers don't read the label. They just get it, shake it, and bake it. They spray it around, and, you know, if you don't know where to apply or what you're applying for, then it makes it very difficult to get the right product, first off.
Sure.
Secondly, the products that you can buy as a consumer from your everyday XYZ stores, if you look, there's no expiration date on those products because they don't have to put one on it. Usually the active ingredients in there are at a low enough dosage that they probably aren't going to do you a lot of good. Not saying that they won't do any good. They will do. They'll kill something. If you spray it directly on an insect, you can kill it. Right. But you could also spray Windex on an insect, and it would kill it. So, or Febreze, and it would kill it. There's anything that you spray on an insect that has any kind of oils or alcohols in it is going to kill that insect.
Wow.
That doesn't mean you're doing effective pest control because you're only killing what you can see.
Right.
You can see between 10 and 15% of the actual population that's there. So if you kill every one of them that you see, you've taken out about 10% of your problem.
Wow.
Within a few days, that 10% will replicate itself through mating, and you'll have more, and you won't understand why.
Wow.
A good product, and now you can go to farmers markets, supply stores, and cooperative stores, and you can buy products that will work. But you got to read the label, because if you buy a product that's a heavy strength product, you need to know what you're doing with it, or you can hurt yourself, your family, your pets, or somebody else that's around your home or property.
I think generally speaking, as a society, we're really we get a really low score on reading the directions on any product at all.
and when you start messing with chemicals,
yeah,
you gotta watch out. Chemical reactions are a real thing. There's chemicals that have acids and not a lot of bases in them, lots of acids, and you can put product out on your property that will damage your property, that can eat wires, that can take the paint off, that can do bad things to your stuff.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful of what you use and where you use it. So if you're going to use one of those products, I'm not telling anybody not to buy their own thing and do it themselves. If that's what you feel like you want to do, you can do anything on your own property. Just take precaution, read the labels, apply it as it's directed. When it comes to chemicals, especially pesticides, putting out more pesticide doesn't do you more good. It doesn't kill more bugs because you doubled up the concentrate. That's not how it works.
Right. But people should be aware that anybody that comes to your property from family termite is a well-versed person, and is not somebody that is kind of doing guesswork and just spraying the areas. They know what's going on, and they know exactly what's going to happen and what's going to take place because they've been trained, and they're very well trained. If they come to your house alone and they don't have Thomas tagging along with them, they know what they're doing.
That's right. They're gonna go through our training procedures. They're gonna go through the state's training procedures, and they're going to probably train anywhere between 3 and 8 months, depending on the individual and how fast they pick it up. But they will not go out to your house until they're ready.
Yeah. You mentioned something about state procedures. Are there federal procedures as well as state procedures? And does the one overrule the other?
There are federal and state procedures that are in place. They don't necessarily overrule each other. Legislature is put into effect to put the procedures that the state requires, and it's done, legislature is done on a state and federal level. And so the procedures that we have are adopted policies that are in legislature. And those are minimum policies.
Yeah.
So you don't want to deal with somebody that does the bare minimum, and so you want to go with somebody that goes above and beyond those and takes extra precautions as each company to make sure that you're safe and that the pesticides and termiticides that are used are applied safely and correctly. And so that's why training is so important. An average company could get a technician out into the field in as small as 3 weeks.
Yeah, but still they're trained individuals and they know what they're doing.
Yes, but I'm saying you have companies out there that can get a brand new hire out into the field in 3 weeks.
Wow.
And in 3 weeks, there's just, for our company, there's not enough time to learn everything. The procedures to be able to be done correctly in a 3 week period. So that's why it takes such a long time to train. So when we have a new guy or a new lady that starts with us as a technician, they really get, I mean, they get, they get get a lot of training. They get a lot of field time with a certified or registered technician, permit holder, or one of our license holders. And then before they go out by themselves, they ride with me.
They ride with you. Okay. That's a lot of fun. Hey, we're running out of time. Let's get your phone number out there one more time. And people, you better call Family Thermite. You'll be happy you did.
Call us at 601-933-1014 or reach us online at www.family-termite.com.
Thomas Trammell with Family Termite and Environmental. They're great. Appreciate this. Have them as a sponsor for a long time. We've had them, and we'll keep them on. And thank you very much, Thomas. Thanks for joining us this morning, and talk to you next time. You're listening to the Super Talk on the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back. My name is Buddy Slovak.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
This is Home Ant.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
It's rock and roll, brother. It's music segment time. And we're going to have us some ball playing some music. But before we get to that, I want to mention that David from West Point, while we were talking earlier about the miles on a vehicle, he said he has a 98 Tacoma truck that has which has 438,000 plus miles on it.
Yeah, I love that.
that's incredible. That's great. And good truck. All right, music segment. We're going to do that. We're going to have a blast talking about. First group we're going to talk about this morning is a group called Drive-By Truckers. And I'm very surprised. They were started in Athens, Georgia in 1996 by a couple guys named Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley. And they are both sang lead and played guitar and played all kinds of things. But there have been whole changes through the years. Little did I know that Jason Isbell was with them for 5 years, and that's when they really took off, because he's a great writer, and he was writing songs. Plus, they were writing their own songs, and he added to that, and really did extremely, extremely well. But they're a Southern band that sounds less like a Southern band than most Southern bands around. They're more into the British-type sound, like the Tom Petty sound, or the Stones, or the Neil Young, or the British sound itself. And that's what the Drive-By Truckers has always worked on trying to achieve, that kind of success. But they do a song called Gravity's Gone, and I just think the Drive-By Truckers are a great group. And let's listen to right now, Gravity's Gone, Drive-By Truckers.
Proud to flip her over. Between the champagne and hand job.
Drive-By Truckers, great song, really is. Derek in Greenwood mentioned that so many great musicians have come out of Athens, Georgia, and that is so true. They probably have the same thing in the water in Athens that we do here in Mississippi.
It's just in one place there. We got it spread around all over Mississippi.
The whole state is full of amazing talent. But it's true. When you talk about Athens, Georgia, like REM, and I mean, the groups just
widespread go widespread panic.
Yeah, the groups go on forever and ever out of Athens. And I remember I played in Athens a long, probably in the 70s sometimes. It was probably before a lot of those groups even were getting started. And we were playing right next door to the university, so we'd go there a lot, and it was enjoyable to go to. But that was my experience with Athens. All right, Drive-By Truckers, Gravity's Gone, great song. We're going to move ahead with some pretty familiar. Everybody's pretty familiar with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. They had so many hits. But he and Glenn Frey were really good friends. Glenn and the Eagles, of course, has passed away since. And they talked about the future together. But Seger also co-wrote Heartache Tonight by the Eagles, and he had a big part in that, but has had many, many hits, and is not only that, but I mean, you think about his commercial, As Hard as a Rock, that Chevy truck commercial. It was like, it's almost like a cultural thing. It really is Hard as a Rock. But Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band called Roll Me Away. Hey, let's give a listen.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Rolling across the high plains.
I know there's so many people that are going to get on their bikes today and just roll me away, because somehow there's a peace in that. There's a way to get away from the world by getting on your bike and just going for a ride in the woods. And when we were on the road, we had bikes with us. The guitar player and myself, we had a couple of beautiful bikes. And that's what we do on gigs. We watch Star Trek every day. It was important. We'd always take time to watch Star Trek, and at least three times a week we'd practice, and that would be a 2 or 3 hour situation. But a lot of other times, he and I would just get on our bikes and find some country roads and just go out and somewhere, I don't know, we were generally in Mississippi or somewhere around the South somewhere. Plenty of great roads to ride on. But today, you see so many people that are enjoying just riding or rolling away on their bike. It's a great thing to do. It's a great thing. I've grown out of that. I don't do that anymore because I've grown out of it. That's why. Now I just drive right on a sports car. It's a little space safer for me. All right. Moving ahead. The Cranberries. Who are the Cranberries? Well, they're from Ireland. And Dolores O'Riordan sang lead. And they were on MTV regularly. And they really were one of the few groups, European groups, that made it really big in the United States. Dolores really ended up drowning. They were on a long tour. They did a long tour, a worldwide tour, and she was just kind of chilling and had anorexia and insomnia and paranoia, and was drinking heavily one day. And one day she got in her tub and actually drowned because alcohol poisoning and drowning in the tub. And that's really how. That's how the Cranberries ended. But in the meantime, the Cranberries have come up with so many great songs. And one of the songs called Zombie. The Cranberries, great tune, great group from Ireland. And let's listen to the Zombies from the Cranberries. The Cranberries, yeah, they've been around and been a long time playing, but they kind of dissolved when after she passed away because she had such an incredible voice. They said when they found her and she stepped in and opened her mouth, it was like, this little girl is making this amazing sound. And she was, because she could sing just about anything. Very, very good talent. But Cranberries, good group. Moving ahead, group called Blackberry Smoke. Blackberry Smoke is a great, great group. Song called Shaking Hands with the Holy Ghost. They're from Atlanta, Georgia, and were started in 2001. They're basically hard rock or country rock or blues rock and a jam band. And they played with Greg Allman and Warren Hayes and Peter Frampton and, of course, Leonard Skinner. They in 2016 they did a tour with Government Mule, which is Warren Hayes more than anybody, or just about. And they play everything from mandolins and dobro to keyboard to guitars to bass, and they're a six-piece monster group. They are just incredible. Blackberry Smoke. Let's just give them a listen. Listen, listen to Shaking Hands with the Holy Ghost. Smoke, great group. Heading home, we're going to take this home with Tommy Emmanuel, who is an absolutely fantastic guitar player from Australia. And Jason Isbell is going to sing the Deep River Blues. And Deep River Blues was a song by Doc Watson. But I'm telling you, when Tommy plays it and Jason sings it, it's great. Listen to Deep River Blues.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. Hitting a single is great, but you know what's better? Doubles, triples, and home runs. Getting more for less always feels great, which is why I tell everyone to take advantage of Farm Bureau's home and auto insurance bundle. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Why choose a Sleep Number?
Sweet Jane. Sweet, sweet Jane. Waiting for Jimmy down in the alley. Waiting there for him to come back home. Waiting down on the corner. Thinking of ways to get back home. Sweet Jane. Jane. Yeah, sweet, sweet Jane.
Who does that version of Sweet Jane?
That is the Cowboy Junkies. That is actually one of the best music groups I've ever seen perform live on a stage at like a talk show.
Yeah.
That was the Johnny Carson show.
Wow.
If you go watch that one, I mean, it's back, you know, it's back with Johnny.
Yeah.
But man, I'm going to tell you what, they are so smooth and tight.
Really?
And that's recorded live, and that you won't hear them play it that way.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not lip synced and recorded.
Sure.
And when you watch it, you know, she is amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty.
So that one, if you haven't seen that, that's the Cowboy Junkie, Sweet Jane, and that is from the Carson show. And it is a phenomenal one. And it's in there on YouTube.
I doubt they're still playing today, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Not there in the Carson show, I doubt.
I mean, they were young, too. I mean, they were right there on the edge, you know, of him going out and what, Leno?
Yeah,
coming in.
Yeah, I think so too. But that's a great song. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy, and we're going to talk about taking care of your home and all the things that are necessary to do. And I enjoy doing the music segment; enjoyed it a great deal. I hope you did too. And we'll do it each and every week and try to do something a little different. And if you've got a suggestion, hey, text us to us. We'll try to get it on there as soon as we can. All right. Fall's approaching for sure. It's not very far away. When the temperature outside will get normal, if you will, I guess it'll start hitting the 90s and get into the 80s and a little bit lower. But it's a great time of year to do some work outside. There's some projects that, you know, it's kind of hard to do these projects when it gets to be 100 degrees or 90 degrees outside to take out a door and have your house open for that period of time while you're replacing it with whatever you may be replacing it with, maybe another door unit, which would be the easiest thing to do. But I have to take out a door and replace it with a window, and that would mean a lot of work underneath to actually get the framing in place and do all that so the house is going to be open for a little bit more than it would be just to replace a door. Well, the season is coming where you can do that. And it's also going to be a great season for painting a home. Where season is going to be not going to be as much humidity around. There's not going to be as much. It'll be so much easier to clean your house, get your house totally clean first. That's the most important thing. Then make sure it's totally caulked up and tight as it can be. And then apply your painting at that point in time. But with the cooler weather, there'll be a lot that we can do to take care of all of the work. A lot of deck work that can be done, repairing siding. And that's just, it'd be a great time of year to do that. And I know it's hard to walk away from some of the football games and do that with all the people that are watching college football and high school football and pro football right now. It's like the season's here, and I know there's a lot of people that are going to be stuck watching the television, which I probably will be one of those people this afternoon and tomorrow as well.
There's not that many great games on today, so go do stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a couple of good ones on. I mean, obviously, if you're a Jackson State Southern Miss fan, they're banging heads,
and
State has a top 15 matchup with Arizona State, and Ole Miss has got Kentucky, but not a lot of big games this week.
No, other than that.
You can squeeze in some work.
You can squeeze in some work and get some stuff done. Just swing that hammer around, man. Get some stuff done. Hey, let me tell you, take a minute about Rebel Ace Hardware. Great hardware store. They've got all the products you'll ever need, all the tools. As a matter of fact, they really specialize in power tools and battery-operated power tools. They have many type different brands available. But talk about customer service. It's there at every Rebel Ace Hardware within the sound of my voice here in Central Mississippi. And out in Parole is their Outdoor Power Equipment Center, which services nothing but power outdoor equipment center and has a great service center for that particular reason, to take care of your equipment, and will do that extremely well. But they're a great store. They always have something great going on Saturdays that's worth going to. But believe me, if you're looking for a particular item, they will have it at Rebel Ace Hardware and be able to find it for you and take you right to it. Good store, good people. Happy to have them as sponsors of this Handyman Show. Rebel Ace Hardware, one of the best hardware stores in the country. I mean, I go in there regularly, and I'm just always happy that I did. Always makes me feel good to go into Rebel Ace, because I come out of there quickly, get what I want. I end up talking to somebody too, though.
Of course. And you see things you didn't know you needed.
Yeah.
And you can get in and out of there a lot quicker than you can the big box stores.
Well, the thing is, there may be something in there that you don't even know that you need. But then when you get to where that item is, there can be 10 things to select from that can do the same thing. Well, you'll have help right beside you that'll be able to help you pick out what is the best in your situation.
Hey, and what an iconic brand.
Yeah.
I mean, Ace. If you see, I always love when a business gets it, does a great job for generations, and keeps their brand. They don't go, oh, let's fancy it up and let's do this and that. No, that is the brand that's trusted. I remember as a kid sitting there listening to what John Madden talked about, Krylon paint. You get it at Ace. Painting a bench, And, I mean, it goes, they've been around, is what I'm saying, a long time, and they've been doing this a long time at a very high quality.
Now they're using Benjamin Moore paint, which is incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. You know, we have Patton Seabrook with Benjamin Moore paint on all the time, and Benjamin Moore is just great.
Well, this was the old spray paint. You remember? Like,
I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've used Krylon.
It dries in 30 seconds.
I've used it myself.
You can sit down. I used to love those old commercials.
It does remind me of the time that Joe Walsh and Glenn Frey and John Belushi went into a restaurant one time, and they weren't going to let them in because they had on jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And they went outside and painted them black. They sat in the stools with black jeans. They let them in and said, black dress, okay. But they didn't know that the paint was so wet.
Yeah, it wasn't a quick dry.
They didn't let the paint. They don't care whether the paint dried.
John Madden, boom! This is how you do it. Boom!
It wasn't Krylon, obviously.
Not Krylon.
But at any rate, all right. A lot of older homes have insulation on the ceiling joists that kind of envelopes your house, kind of helps you keep warm. But that insulation in older homes sometimes settles. Sometimes it wasn't enough to begin with. So if you're going to add insulation to your home to make it more energy efficient, it makes more sense to probably start with the attic and start with all the insulation that's necessary up there to make sure that there's enough up there and that it hasn't settled so that it's not really doing the job that it should be doing. The attic is a very good place to start. And there's more going on in the attic than you'll ever suspect, including moisture buildup, and there's ways to get rid of that as well. So you do need to give as much care to your attic and as much time to your attic as you would to almost anything. But insulation is very, very important in keeping your house more energy efficient and keeping you more energy efficient. And the thing about insulation is you can take, like let's say you have fiberglass insulation in your attic. Well, you can put anything on top of it. You can spray foam, or you can put anything you want on top of or just about any kind of insulation. Anything you top it with is okay. In other words, you may have like a cellulose on there, and instead of putting more cellulose, you may want to put a layer of fiberglass on there. Well, do that. do that. It'll work fine. You can do that yourself. Or there are certainly companies out there that will do that thing for you, and individuals that will do it as well. Matter of fact, there's some sponsors on this show that will actually come out to your home and investigate and look at the thickness of your insulation in the attic and decide that you need more insulation. And then you and that person can have a discussion about what type you're going to use, and go ahead and use it.
I will say the cellulose on the bottom, as I have, the cabin is raised 7-8 feet. And we had done the boards for a long time. Once it flooded years ago and got those boards wet, insulated boards, took those off and just kind of left it for a few years. And it was noticeable in the winter and in the summer,
sure,
with the spikes in temp. But I'm gonna tell you what, once we had it redone, with cellulose underneath spray, yeah. I mean, I can't wait for winter. Last year, you could even sit on the porch, that I had enclosed. I didn't have it all insulated, but just the base, the floor, sure, that is insulated. I walk around out there barefoot.
Yeah.
The wood was so much warmer. And in the summer, it's been so much cooler. So I'll say, if you are having high energy bills, go look around at what's causing it. Because in the area we're in, I mean, it's rough. But I can tell you that cellulose and ceiling, and then more insulation in the attic, made all of the difference in the world. And we just had the blown in stuff in the attic.
Yeah, but still, as long as enough of it and it seals properly, you're in pretty good shape.
So yeah, if you're having energy, you're looking at your bill going, it shouldn't be this high. I'm sure you're right.
Yeah,
you can fix that.
Yeah, you can fix that. And there's probably two or three reasons why your energy bill may be as higher than it should be. And first one is certainly insulation may be a problem. And the second thing is your HVAC system may not be working up to par, and maybe only be giving you a certain percentage of the energy that it's producing, whether it be cooling or heating. And you need to keep those things in pretty good condition, and particularly insulation. Insulation is great, but the area that it goes in needs to be sealed off completely before it's put in, because a lot of times the insulation will let air just flow through it and actually seep into your living envelope.
Well, and don't forget about calling Pure Air Consultants and Nikki and the crew over there, because you're at that time of year, twice a year, when you go into the summer and you're going to run that AC for the first time, and now we're going into the winter soon. It's not there yet.
Yeah.
But start thinking about scheduling that appointment to have them come out. Just double check your HVAC system. Make sure everything's functioning right, because you'll clip that thing on and you'll smell it, and it smells like
it smells
like chestnuts roasting on an open fire for the first day you run it.
For years I didn't believe in that kind of thinking, and my thinking was wrong. I was thinking, hey, HVAC unit's going to work. It's going to turn the thermostat on, it works. And that's what most people think. But over the past decade or so, I've gotten more into understanding that HVAC units need service regularly. And I do have a regular service contract with Pure Air Consultants. They come out twice a year, once during the, like you said, before the season starts, and once again in the winter. They'll come out this fall, and I'll have them
clean it out
again.
Real good. Well, because during the summer we have so much pollen, you have so much mold and mildew. Yeah. You're going to smell that burn off as soon as you turn the heater on.
You're
like, oh my God, something burning.
Yeah,
all that stuff that has been falling in there, but that's what happens. So that service contract usually takes care of that.
Yeah, it takes care. And plus, not only that, but Pure Air Consultants takes care of duct cleaning and all that kind of thing to make sure that your ducts, like if you've been using your ducts for 10, 15, 20 years, believe me, you've got a buildup in there of some kind, and they need to be cleaned out from time to time. That can be done as well. And that's very important to keeping your house in good condition. And in my house, I have a particular problem with, I have she weighs a little over 100 pounds, this golden retriever that I have, but a lot of dander. I clean out my filters regularly every month, and I also clean the grills of the filters, because I'll find a little buildup on those, and so I'll vacuum those and clean. Sometimes I'll even use a wet rag, soapy rag, and wash them. Keep those filters, not only the filters clean, but the grills that hold the filter in place, keep that clean as well, because the air has to go through that and pass through there as well. So anything you can do to keep that.
Yeah, if you're sitting in your den and, you know, the sunlight's coming through your French door,
yeah,
and you're watching a little TV and you see all that dust and those little things floating around, well, it might be time to change the AC. You know, change your filter and do a little cleaning. I hate that. That's one that you always go, I'm breathing that stuff? Yeah,
you are.
Man, we're breathing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we really are breathing a lot of stuff. What was the... Well, I'm not going to get into that. I don't think I will get into that again. I was going to talk a little bit about that. Hey, let's talk a little bit about caulking. We talk about that a lot. I know a lot of people talk about different use of caulking and the different, you know. And a lot of people think that the only way you can get caulking properly is with a caulking gun and through that type system. But they do make caulking nowadays in smaller, like toothpaste tubes where you can squeeze it out, and they make caulking, they make mastic, they make things that will self-stick, and it really works pretty well, those little tubes, like the F26 all-purpose adhesive. Hey, they sell it in a tube as well, and it works really well around the house. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Be back. We're going to take a short break, and don't you go away.
Way more than I wanted to. I never dreamed that you'd be so unkind. I'll stay so long to be sleepless nights. I'm just not.
Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Feel the breeze and grab the green this month at Pearl River Resort. Experience the frenzy during Breezy Bucks, where you have the chance to win a share of $200,000. Don't miss your chance every Friday and Saturday from 7 to 11 p.m. And hold on tight, because a multiplier bill could send your winnings flying even higher. The luck is blowing strong at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. Are you ready to catch it? Must be 21 or over to play.
Tailored suits, short fur cars, fine hotels, and big cigars. Up for grabs, up for prize. With a red hot girl speaking bossy through the night. The blame is on you, the sense is on me. So what do you do?
Just goes to show you could hear just about anything on Super Talk.
I do get comments about my craziness with music, and I appreciate y'all understanding that I do have a little bit of a all-over-the-world type of approach.
That kind of makes it more interesting, I think. It really does.
Oh, you know, it's fun. I get to research every topic under the sun.
Sure.
Handyman, gardening, legal,
yeah.
Metro area, and then politics all week, and a little sports as well. So it's an honor to get to be trusted to bring whatever, you know, kind of comes to my head. And I feel like I hope I don't let you guys down, because I enjoy all of the opportunities I get to visit Mississippi.
I have to say this, Lance, this is for sure. Somebody who thinks about things and is intelligent as you are will look into different and do the research that's necessary to get done to deal in those all those different areas, whether it be garden mama, handyman, or politics, or what sports, or whatever.
You get questions like, when do you sleep? Well, I research a lot. I enjoy it, though. That's the thing. Yeah. That's kind of my hobby. You know, yeah, what I mean, at my age, I love learning. I always have.
But, yeah, right.
You know, I just, with the work that we get to do, I take a great pride in being honest and accurate, but also bringing you know, a little craziness here and there.
It's a lot of fun.
I had a friend of mine yesterday. I stopped at one of our local gas stations, as I always do, and visited for a minute. I'm coming out, and I'm sitting in my truck, and I see an old friend of mine, grew up with him, and he comes over, he goes, man, I listen to you every morning. And he goes, I didn't know you were that smart. I said, buddy, we got the same education. We both went to public school. But no, it's nice that people respect that. It's an honor when people give you a compliment, and I take it very seriously. So thank you. And Jason, I greatly appreciate the compliment yesterday. Very nice.
Really? Very, very good. Very good. Well, to find a good job in this society, you've got to be somewhat prepared for a job with future growth, with good benefits, and good pay. And a lot of times, it's a good idea to have an apprenticeship already in that field that you intend to get into. Well, those apprenticeships can be had pretty easily by getting involved with a company like Build Mississippi. This organization is a great organization, and they work towards getting you that apprenticeship so that you can work in the field of maybe welding, maybe electrical, maybe high-end HVAC, maybe commercial work, or driving heavy equipment and big-time equipment. All that, you need some training to do, and that's what they do at Build Mississippi. They're trying to prepare the future of the people of the state for not only the onslaught of industry that's coming here, but also the industry that's going to be here, that's on its way.
It is here.
It is
here. Here's one statistic for you. In June of 2025, Mississippi had 64,000 job openings.
Wow.
Now, that's a decrease from 68,000 in May, so obviously we're hiring folks. Things are getting done.
Right.
Think about that. 64,000 jobs are available.
Wow.
And so that means the economy must be doing pretty well.
Sure.
When you're creating jobs, you may not have the employees yet,
right,
but you know they're coming. So we desperately need the folks to continue filling these roles and getting Mississippi over that hump that everyone's working so hard to do.
And the opportunity is so there for people who just are looking to get involved in something that, one, they have a passion to do and they want to do, and that passion can be filled by a work. Your work can actually be your passion. You can actually, it actually can turn into that. Where, I mean, your work as a producer, you have a passion for it.
I hope so.
And I have a passion for doing the handyman show. It's just a great thing. And I think that's important in any kind of work that you do.
Well, I think going back to, you know, when I was a kid, sports, had a great passion for it. It drove me to be better, drove me to work harder.
Sure.
I wanted success. Yeah. I wanted to be the best.
Yeah.
I wanted to be at the top of the ladder. And that motivation really, you know, pushed me along in life to try to attack every goal or every task that may be in front of me with that mindset. I may fail, but I'm going to give it everything I have, and I know that I have passion, you know, inside of me and a fire that allows me to focus that way. And I think that's, you got to find something you love, though.
But you're going to fail at almost anything sooner or later. And failing isn't a bad thing.
Well, that's the way you get tougher.
That's the way you get tougher, and the way you learn how to get over it and learn from it and pass.
I have failed so many times at so many things that
haven't we all?
I don't even keep count. You got to keep count on the W's, man.
Let that stuff go.
The W's are what matters.
Learn from it and go on.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, seriously, it is one of those things. Life is like that, you know. And you got to find a way to get up, get back after it. And the younger you are, sometimes you know, you have that resilience. It's easier to fail when you're younger. It's easier to take some risks.
Don't let that failure knock you down.
Don't let it discourage you.
No,
keep the fire in your belly.
Isn't there a song about that? Keep your fire burning.
I think so.
They must. Yeah,
somebody sang about 10 songs like that.
I'm sure they did. Hey, Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation Repair. They do foundation repair on conventional foundations and do it extremely well. Tony. also works on slab foundations, but you call them at 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. They know foundations so very well, and he knows all of the soils in the state of Mississippi. Works throughout the entire state, throughout Mississippi. No question at all. He'll be here, and he'll take care of your needs as well as they can be taken care of, and quickly without using heavy equipment on your lawns or without taking weeks to get things done, a couple days at worst. And Tony Arpino, great organization, Atlas Foundation Repair. Give him a call.
Well, we were talking about resilience a little bit. Obviously, yeah. This is the month where Katrina made landfall, and we're not honoring those that passed, and as well those that have rebuilt. But there's a great display and exhibition at the two museums that Melody Golding's photographs of that. Tears will come out of your eyes because the things we're talking about. I mean, think about the coast getting punched like that.
Yeah,
if you go look at the images of what was left of this beautiful place, this
how
paradise.
How do you bring something like that
back? How do you bring it back?
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah.
People with heart. People with community. People with soul. And many others that came in from all over the country.
Yeah.
And folks like Melody Golding that went down there and documented. That story's there. It's an inspirational story.
Sure.
And there's a lot of handyman in that went on.
Oh.
Man,
oh.
I mean, I would love to hear some stories as we have gone back in time and revisited Katrina. There's so many of our listeners that we've connected with this week, and we'll tell you, and just the little bitty stories that are just heart-wrenching and heartwarming all at the same time.
How much they've lost and then how they've gained
it back. Right. Yeah. And so as we move forward through this month, and if you guys have photos, thoughts, stories of your experience and some of the things you had to do to get your life back in order, I want to hear about it. And we'd love to hear about it right here.
That's right.
Because that's what we do here. You build.
We build, and we try to make things a little better than what they were before. And that's basically what has happened to the coast. It's a better place now than it was before. And, hey, Lord knows we hope it doesn't happen again, but it may. And you know what? We'll come back again. You just can't keep us down. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Hey, you've listened to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it every Saturday from 10 to 12 right here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Give them a call, buildmississippi.com. You'll be happy you got in touch with them. All right. Talk to you next week. This is Buddy Slowick saying, hey, take care.
Get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye. Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows live and on demand. Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving Amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Ridgeland Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year winner John Dorsett, 601-790-2600. Pure Air Consultants has always been your go-to for reliable and affordable heating and cooling systems, and now we're offering an additional product to avoid the 25 to 30% increase that everyone is talking about. With Day and Night, a Carrier family product, your professionals at Pure Air Consultants can install a reliable heating and cooling system with a 10-year system warranty. Pure Air Consultants and Day and Night, providing ultimate comfort for your home for an affordable price. Call us today for your free quote, 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420, or find us online at mypureairconsultants.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.